Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Dana Newsom, and I am an account executive at 1123, but I am also this year's AMA Omaha Vice President of Community Support and Engagement. And I am here today with Mary Matusiak. She is the Director for Business Services at Nebraska VR, who has been chosen as our community partner for AMA Omaha for 2022 to 2023. Oh my gosh, I feel like I can't talk today. Mary, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us your story.
Sure, great. Thank you, Dana. So happy to be here today. So yes, my name is Mary Matusiak. I'm the Program Director for Business Services with Nebraska VR. I've been in this position for just a little over 5 years. And prior to this, I actually worked at Washington State for their voc rehab program for a few years. Came here to Nebraska, moved, wanted to be a little closer to home, grew up in Illinois, and that's where my parents are located. So had my master's degree in rehabilitation counseling, and this field is kind of close to my heart. Love working with this population, and really happy to be here.
So thank you very much. But how about a little bit about Nebraska VR as an organization? What can you tell us about that?
Sure. So absolutely. So our purpose is to provide opportunities for people with disabilities to succeed. So in doing that, we have a mission to help people with disabilities to prepare for, obtain, and maintain employment while helping businesses to recruit, train, and retain employees with disabilities. So it's kind of a dual customer partnership, working both with our clients with disabilities and with businesses. So in working with that mission, we try to keep to our values and guiding principles. And those are respect. So trying to treat others with respect and importance, regardless of their position or role. And of course, maintaining integrity. And lastly, exhibiting leadership. And in doing so, we hope to inspire hope in those that we serve.
That's amazing. So those values, core values that you guys have, the mission that you're trying to put out there into the world, those are wonderful things. And it's those are the things that led Nebraska VR to be selected as AMA's community partner. And so kind of tell us what that means to you, being selected by the AMA to partner for a whole year of you know, being touted out in the world and doted on and collected items and all of the stuff.
That's great. It's very exciting for us. So we're so honored to have been selected as AMA's community partner for the 2022-2023 year. We know that partnering in the community is what makes our program successful. So any opportunity to increase awareness about the way we work with individuals with disabilities, to prepare for, find, and keep those jobs, as well as providing access to businesses to our untapped pool of applicants, is just amazing. Yeah. So partnering with AMA to share that message and access that network enables us to meet those needs of Nebraska businesses, the Nebraska businesses and job seekers. So we're really excited about this opportunity. It's fantastic.
What's cool about marketing for so many businesses is the marketing departments actually touch almost every area of the business, from finances to HR to operations. Marketing kind of has their hand in everything. So us being working with you guys for the next year kind of lets all of us that are part of the AMA know what you guys do and be able to spread that throughout our own businesses too. So that's
a wonderful thing. You're right. It's so critical. It's so critical. And so many people don't know about our agency. So, you know, having that opportunity to work with you and get the word out about our agency more is just, it's fantastic.
And we're very happy to do it. And one of the things that is also very key to AMA is diversity and inclusion. And so that's another reason why this partnership means so much to AMA Omaha, because you guys cover a large part of diversity and inclusion by helping those with disabilities. So I guess people just don't always know what it means to be disabled. Can you kind of tell us what that term disability means?
Sure. You know, it's a great question because there are so many different definitions for the term disability. It's defined in so many different ways, depending on who you're speaking to. So for us, for vocational rehabilitation, the term disability is someone who has a medically diagnosed condition that is permanent, and it creates a barrier to either obtaining or maintaining employment. So it does have to be some kind of a physical or mental health or learning or developmental disability, some kind of a condition that this person has that then also creates that barrier to them getting a job or creates a barrier to them being able to keep that job.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense. We're looking at medically diagnosed conditions then.
Yes, absolutely.
So we are coming up on a very special month for Nebraska VR. Can you tell us why October is so special?
Absolutely. So October is NDEAM month. So that stands for National Disability Employment Awareness Month. I know that's a lot of words. So basically, this is an important month for us because, of course, this is the entire focus of our agency. It's all about disability employment awareness. So, so for us, it's a really important month because we do this all throughout the year, but this is the month where it's really touted everywhere to really increase awareness and to help everybody to learn about disability employment. And so we utilize this month to not only really help everybody in the community to learn about disability employment, but also we use it as an opportunity to celebrate our successes.
Oh, that's so fun. What are some of the things that you're doing within your organization to celebrate?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because we do a lot of stuff. So our biggest event is the SRC Disability Employment and Inclusion Awards, which is an annual award ceremony put on by the Nebraska State Rehabilitation Council and Nebraska VR. So the State Rehabilitation Council, or the SRC, is a consumer-controlled council, which is committed to ensuring quality rehabilitation services. And they do that by providing us, Nebraska VR, with advice and guidance. So this, this award ceremony, it starts by having Nebraska VR staff nominate businesses and individuals in the community in five different categories. Those five categories are large business, small business, new business partnership, entrepreneur. So that would be someone who went through our self-employment program through Nebraska VR and completed it successfully. And then the last category is individual champion. So that's just someone who we feel is in the community who really has gone above and beyond to champion the disability community.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful event. I love to win awards. I'm a very competitive person. So I would love to know, how do you become one of these nominated people? Do you have to be working with Nebraska VR to be nominated?
So that's a great question. So with the large business, small business, and new business partnership, you have to have been in some kind of an engagement or partnership with Nebraska VR. So those businesses are nominated by Nebraska VR staff based on the way that those businesses have partnered with us and engaged with us. With the entrepreneur, obviously, that's a client who has gone through our self-employment program. With the individual champion, that's a little bit different. Nebraska VR staff can nominate someone, and generally they nominate someone who they know through their work with Nebraska VR, but also someone from the SRC committee can nominate someone as well. And that's not necessarily someone who is partnered with Nebraska VR. So that's a little more open. That's just someone who has really championed the disability community. So those nominations come in, and then the SRC business subcommittee votes on those nominations, and a winner is selected in each category. And then those winners are recognized at the award ceremony that's held in Lincoln in October. So we usually have a keynote speaker. We have several people that come in and present the awards. And this year, we're also acknowledging all of those who were nominated. So the winners and nominees will also be featured on our social media throughout the month and beyond.
So it's very exciting. Everybody, you have to follow Nebraska VR on social media so that you can see who was nominated and who won the awards this month in October. So if you haven't, check out the Nebraska VR social on LinkedIn, and they also have Facebook, which I know lots of people are on those. So yeah,
absolutely. And Twitter, but most of it's on Facebook and LinkedIn. So, so that's our biggest event, but we do have other things that we're engaging in as well. So, some of our business account managers will be presenting a windmills exercise at the Department of Administrative Services Summit in October. So windmills is a nationally recognized training on disability and inclusion in the workplace. So we have staff trained in this curriculum across the state who are available to present this at businesses and other requested forums. So it's a nationally certified training. We have several staff who are trained and certified in this. And so this is something fairly new that we have done. It's a wonderful training about disability and inclusion in the workplace. And so we are available to provide this to employers and other agencies who are interested in having this. And it's fantastic. And so very widely accepted. It's been around since the inception of the ADA. And it's a great training. So we're doing that in October as well. And we're also going to be beginning our own podcast series featuring our business partners over the next year. And then lastly, there will be a variety of other events across the state where we will be hosting information booths throughout the month.
That sounds awesome. So it sounds like October is really busy for you guys. But I know that every month you guys are doing your best to really provide services in the community. What are some of the services that you offer persons with disabilities when it comes to employment?
Sure. So after eligibility, each client goes through the process of writing an individual plan that is customized to their needs and job goals. So the services provided are individualized based on what their specific needs are, where they live, what training they require, and what job they're looking for. So it's not like there's necessarily all of these services and they are, you know, and they just pick what they want. It's all very individualized to what they specifically need. But some examples of what those services could include are training, job search assistance, accommodations, and retention services once they're employed. More information is available on our website under the Job Seekers tab. And of course, our website is vr.nebraska.gov.
Okay. And as So people can sign up via that website that you just gave us. And
absolutely. They can go to that website, vr.nebraska.gov. And there is a office tab that they can go to that has all of our 12 office locations across the state listed. So they can find their local office and contact that location to get more information and sign up for services.
Okay. And what are the costs of these services?
Cost for the services, there's no cost for the client to apply for VR services or to find out if they're eligible. Depending on their resources, when it comes to things like if they're going to enter into like a college program or something like that, they might be asked to contribute to like tuition or things along those lines. But as far as cost for VR services, there's no cost to the client.
Awesome. So I'm interested about, you know, the people that have worked with Nebraska VR to find employment. Do you have a story since you've been doing this a long time? Do you have a story that kind of sticks out in your head about someone who is looking for employment and found it, and it was kind of a neat story that sticks with you?
Absolutely. You know, I have a slew of those stories. So, but always, we love our success stories. We love hearing about our clients who are successful, and we love sharing those. So we always have a good success story to share. They make us smile. But one that comes to mind in particular, is a client who's actually, still open, just getting ready to be closed while working with us. When he first started working with us, we assisted, this client with obtaining employment at Mutual of Omaha and, in a full-time work from home position. And, it was quickly determined that, he was struggling with his, wheelchair while he was working full-time at his desk. He did have a standing frame. He needed to shift position frequently from sitting to standing. And he had a standing frame that he could use, but he had to have assistance in transferring from the wheelchair to the standing frame. And while he was at home, he had someone that could help him to transfer, but they weren't always available to help him to transfer. So it was very difficult for him because he needed to shift very frequently. And so it was becoming difficult for him to maintain his full-time hours at Mutual of Omaha. And due to this, we had discussions with Mutual of Omaha, and one of our partners, we consider them our sister agency, Assistive Technology Partnership, or ATP. We work with them very frequently. And so we decided that he needed a referral to ATP to determine if there was a better piece of assistive technology that he could be utilizing while he's working that would enable him to be more successful. So we did a referral to ATP, and Mutual of Omaha was just so amazing during this time while we were working with him. They reduced his hours from full-time to part-time, so that he was still able to work successfully, but they accommodated his work schedule so that he could still work, but work the hours that he was capable of working. And ATP worked with him and made the determination that a standing wheelchair was going to be the best type of technology for this client that would be the best fit for him. So that's a wheelchair that would actually be able to stand up on its own, so that he could go from a sitting position to a standing position in the same piece of equipment. So Nebraska VR purchased that piece of equipment for him, and he was able to utilize that. We also purchased a sit-stand desk for him, so that when he moved up into the standing position, obviously, he could move the desk into the same position as well, so he could still utilize all of his equipment. So he was able to get all of the equipment that he needed and go back to his full-time schedule at Mutual of Omaha and continue working successfully. And so he's now very stable in his employment and getting ready. He has no future needs at this time as far as employment and what he needs from Nebraska VR. So everything's going very successfully for him. So we're getting ready to close him successfully. So he's very happy.
Awesome. So that is a great story. I love that he is still continuing with them today and that he hasn't had another need. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, and then on the business side, we talked a little bit about the awards banquet and the businesses that you guys nominate for that and win that. What are the benefits for businesses interested in hiring Nebraska VR candidates or working with Nebraska VR?
Yeah, so a lot of benefits. So Nebraska VR can help with staffing needs, which I know is, you know, at the height of concern for businesses right now. So we can certainly help with recruitment. We provide quality job candidates, and we can also help to retain employees in their jobs. So, which is also really, really critical. So if you have employees that are struggling in their jobs right now and they have a disability, you know, please feel free to reach out to us and we can, you know, we can work with that employee to, you know, hopefully help to stabilize them in that job so they don't lose their job and then they're without employment and you have to go through the whole recruitment process again. And that's just a no-win situation. But our business account managers are specially trained to work with businesses, learning about your business and how to meet your specific needs. They can provide much needed exposure to your business through such activities as business tours, worksite experiences, and other opportunities as well to help with your recruitment needs. We can also assist with DEI training, as well as information regarding ADA and tax credits for businesses.
Okay, all of you marketing people out there who have someone on staff for DE&I, Mary just said something very key. DE&I training is something that a lot of us are looking to utilize here in the next year or two, just to get up to speed so that our businesses can be more diverse and more inclusive of folks in the community. So Nebraska VR is a great contact for you to reach out to get that training at your business. Wonderful. Also, everybody in marketing has run hiring ads before, and they know how expensive it is to run those ads. Also, if you're utilizing staffing agencies at your business, how expensive those fees are when you're paying the percentages that those agencies are charging you. Nebraska VR can make that a lot less expensive for you. So if you're looking to save some costs, maybe check into Nebraska VR before running those ads or before checking into staffing agencies, because you might find that it's a lot easier than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely, we have a variety of different DEI trainings that we provide, and we can customize something if you have a specific request or need in mind. And of course, it's all free or at no cost.
Yeah. So I love stories, and I'm going to ask another story. Do you have a story about a business that you've worked with through Nebraska VR with staff placement where it's been just a huge success?
Sure. Absolutely. So I do have a story about a business. As a matter of fact, they're one of the businesses that's being recognized at our October SRC award ceremony. So this is KLM Products Group, Candy Barn Express out of Scotts Bluff. And they distribute products and candy sold online. And they're one of the fastest growing candy distributors in the United States. And we have been partnering with them for several years. And we have worked with them in a variety of different worksite experiences. Doing such things as on-the-job experiences, which are where clients go in and work for a short period of time, learning a specific job, for a few weeks, kind of learning how to do that job and kind of partnering with an employee to understand the role. And it helps the client to gain a better understanding of what that type of work looks like, they gain some skills and some experience and a better understanding if that's the kind of work that they want to do, gives them a little exposure. It also gives the business a little insight into not only that specific person, but a little insight into working with Nebraska VR and our client base, but it also helps give them a little exposure to that client to see if that's someone that they would maybe be interested in hiring. So kind of could be a win for both the client and the business potentially. So that we've done on the job experiences with them. We've also had clients go in and do job shadows where they just go in for a couple of hours to take a look. We've done tours and other experiences. They've hired several clients throughout the years, two clients in the last year, and they're a small business. And so the one thing that they really highlighted for us, which was really impactful when I heard it, was that they really emphasized how loyal our clients have been that they've hired, and that because of that, there's been, COVID and everything with 2020, there's been so much employee turnover and everything that a lot of businesses are struggling with recruitment and retention. And they haven't really experienced that because they've hired so many Nebraska VR clients. Those clients have stayed employed there and they haven't really had a difficulty with retaining their employees. And so they have only had to do hiring to expand their business in the past couple of years because they've been growing so much. They've only done employee expansion. So they really emphasized the fact that that's been really important to them. And it's really helped their business. And they really appreciated the partnership that they've had with us over the years, and that we're kind of their go-to when they do have a position opening up. They reach out to us to see if we have anyone to refer to them because we've had such a great partnership, and we really appreciate them and the business and the relationship that we've had with them over the years.
That's outstanding. So it's not just a like one-time thing. This is like a long time, multiple hires that you're helping them with.
Yes, absolutely. This has been the result of several years of partnership and multiple hires.
Wow, that's outstanding. And I like the idea of the job shadowing and all that. So my mom is actually, she works with special ed kids in the high school area in a rural part of Nebraska. And one of the things they do is like job shadowing and job training and stuff. But I know that you guys also help students, and I'd love to be able to say, hey, mom, you should reach out to Nebraska VR. It might make your life a little easier. Tell me a little bit about your services for students.
Sure. So yes, we have, we offer students and school services. we provide, we call it pre-employment transition services. And there's five basic services that we provide to students. Job exploration counseling, workplace readiness training, work-based learning experiences, which are actual experiences at work sites. They're similar to how I explained the on-the-job experiences. They're very similar to those where they go out to businesses and spend a period of time working a specific job in a business. Counseling on post-secondary education, and lastly, instruction in self-advocacy. So Nebraska has transition coordinators that are assigned to each high school. And while high schools are primarily responsible to provide transition services, we work with the teachers, parents, and employers and other resources to ensure career planning goes smoothly. So
that's great. That's really great. So those are the things I love hearing. I love hearing her stories too about the students and, you know, where they're working a couple years down the line after graduating. And again, a story, I'd love to hear a story about a student that you guys have helped with your program.
Oh, Sure. So, yeah, absolutely. So we had a student who went through our program just recently, and they went through pre-employment transition services and completed what I called the work-based learning experience. And so they did a work-based learning experience, and it was at, I don't want to name name everything, but it was at a auto body shop. And so they did a work-based learning experience at an auto body shop, and they had been struggling to begin with and really kind of figuring out what they wanted to do, and had kind of wavered between kind of more of a farming type of work or working more in mechanics. And so they decided that the student was really interested in mechanics and had always really been interested in mechanics. But when they went to go and do some testing, they weren't testing high enough in mathematics to be able to do the post-secondary programming for a mechanics position. So you know, those things happen sometimes. And so you have to kind of work with the student and really try to figure out what the aspects of that job are that were really of interest to them and what it is about that makes them really passionate. In working with that student, it was really just the being around the cars and being around the other mechanics that was really what was driving them and was really what was so important to them. And so we ended up getting them an on-the-job experience after they completed school the position is an automotive helper. And so they did this on-the-job experience as an automotive helper at this mechanic shop. And so they were kind of helping with the parts and all of that kind of stuff. And the mechanic shop liked them so much and liked what they were doing so much because they were kind of doing some of the work that the mechanics didn't have time to do themselves, that by the end of the on-the-job experience, they actually ended up hiring them to do a part-time automotive helper position.
So
it was really nice. It worked out really well.
That's really neat. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that, Mary. I know that I kind of like gave you some questions that I was going to ask, and that really wasn't one. So that's a little off the cuff.
No problem.
I actually have another one for you, because one of the things that we're working on with the AMA in Omaha is collecting swag items for you guys to use for job fairs. And so tell us, you know, about job fairs, what you do with job fairs, and why they're so important to your organization.
Absolutely. So we regularly, so there are grants that we put out to the ESUs to do job fairs each year. And we're involved in other job fairs through like we have these employee groups that we're a part of throughout the state, which are groups that are put on by us and several other agencies in our communities. And a lot of these employee groups put on job fairs throughout the year. And these job fairs are so very important because they're really a way of not only getting the word out about Nebraska VR, they're really a way to get our name out there and to help people to learn more about our agency and the resources that we have available to students and help them to understand and adults and help them to understand how to access our services. We don't have funds to spend on things like giveaways, and that's one of those things that kind of brings people to your booth, and not only brings people to your booth, but helps to remember you after they leave, is, you know, to have something that has your name and your phone number on it, or your website on it, or, you know, something so that they can remember that you're the agency that they spoke to. And so that they just have that information so they remember how to access who you are and can look up that information afterwards. And so we don't have the funds available to be able to provide those giveaways so that they have something to take away to remember our information and be able to look that up later. So being able to access what you're able to provide in those giveaways is just so, so important and so special to us. So that's just fantastic.
We've already started collecting items as the board. And so if you are a member of the AMA or a guest of the AMA, and you are listening to this podcast and you are interested in donating to the Nebraska VR swag drive, please reach out to any member of the AMA board so that they can get you some information. We're looking for swaggable items, meaning that they're blank. They don't have any type of logoing on them. It can be pens, it can be notepads, it can be bags, it can be notepad, like the little sticky notes, chapsticks, anything that's swaggable. Those are the items we're looking for. There's no minimum limit. There's no maximum limit. And we also have a sponsor who is going to pay to get those logoed for Nebraska VR this year. So we are really excited about this. We are wanting to help in any way we can. And this is the need that AMA Omaha found that we could help with for Nebraska VR, other than just, you know, getting their name out there and providing some toting and, you know, awareness to their organization. This is something really fun and different that we've never done before, and we're really excited to do.
No, we're very excited as well. So,
well, Mary, I love stories. I'm in marketing. We're storytellers. So I really want to kind of end today's podcast with another story, like, just because you guys are out there helping people. That's what it's all about. What's your most impactful story? What's the story that after you retire or leave Nebraska VR, it will always stick with you and will forever have a place in your heart?
I have one. I've been saving it. So, and this one's close to my heart personally, because I oversee our self-employment program in the state. So this is a story about one of our self-employment clients. And she successfully completed our program a few years ago and now owns her very successful business. When she came to us, she had only a little work experience. She had previously been in a marriage where she was supported financially by her husband, didn't work. After they were divorced, she put herself through college. She completed a bachelor's and a master's degree. She's a very self-motivated person. She came to us with a very clear career goal. She wanted to own a company that helped others with hearing impairments. So she underwent training to become a licensed hearing instrument specialist, and she was employed working full-time for Good Samaritan Society. That employment ended in 2017, and shortly thereafter, she launched her business, and it's a company that ensures the proper caring of hearing aids. So what she does is it's a mobile business, and she travels to her clients so that they have no need to try to arrange transportation to a site for this service. She works with them to assist with care and cleaning. She educates, and she helps ensure those with hearing aids have the care that they need to maintain those important devices that they have. And she's so passionate about it. She goes to a lot of assisted living places, and she really works with a lot of the residents there, especially because some of them become resistant to using the devices because they become uncomfortable. And so she helps them to learn how to maintain and keep them clean so that they won't be uncomfortable, so they continue to use them, so they can maintain a quality of life and still be comfortable. So her business has become so very successful to the point where she has quadrupled her income that she was making from her Goodwill job. Her dedication to work that she has is outstanding and so very admirable. She does a significant amount of charitable work now, including hearing aid drives where she refurbishes and donates the hearing aids. Mm-hmm. Her philosophy is don't be afraid to do what is right. And she just motivates me and inspires me every day when I think about her and what she's done with her business.
Wow. She's definitely a needed service out there. You just think of all the people that they lose their hearing and then they cognitively decline. They start developing, you know, memory issues and social issues. And she's just kind of keeping everything running for people.
She really is.
It's a beautiful story. So thank you very much, everyone. Again, I'm Dana Newsom. I'm the Vice President of Community Support and Engagement with AMA Omaha. And this is Mary Matusiak. She is the Program Director for Business Services at Nebraska VR. And Mary, can you throw that website out there again for Nebraska VR for anyone who's interested in checking things out?
Sure. It's vr.nebraska.gov.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And guys, don't forget to follow them on social media as well. Have a wonderful rest of your day and keep marketing.
A Huda Media Production.